Oh, good morning, darling. Did you sleep well? Yeah, you fell asleep on my lap. I didn't want to move because I was so focused on watching you sleep. That came out very, very creepy, but you're just so adorable. Laying there so peacefully, comfortable on my thighs. Don't worry. You're free to lay on my lap anytime you want, okay? I don't think I'm busy today. I don't mind laying in bed and just caressing your hair while you fall back to sleep. Do you have anything important to do today? Oh, right. Today is both of our days off, huh? How about I propose a game for the both of us? Well, I was thinking, there's a lot of chores that needs to be done by the both of us. So, how about we make it a competition? Yeah, so whoever completes their chores the fastest wins. And they get to make the loser do whatever the winner wants. I know that's a bit too basic and cliche, but there's nothing wrong with that, right? As long as we keep the request simple. Aw, you scared you're gonna lose? I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I know I'm gonna win. I do stay at home most of the time, and I do get all the chores done. I get them done really fast, too. I know I'm gonna win, and I'm very confident in that. But if you think otherwise, that's fine too. You just need to prove it. Oh, you confident now? You look so determined. May the best cleaner win. Time skip. All right, time to show each other what we got done. Here are my 7 bags of trash that I collected throughout the house. I know it may seem a bit too much, but there really was a lot to throw away. You know, the empty shampoo bottles that we've been leaving in the shower, the empty wrappers all over the floor, cans and everything. And I see you have. Oh, you have one bag of trash? Not bad. I guess that's still something, huh? All right, what about the dishes? Let's see. And it looks like I win again. I guess it's a bit unfair because you fell asleep. You don't remember? You went to lay down on the couch just for a rest. And then you woke up and everything was already done. I did tell you I was gonna win, and although I was confident in my skills, I was also confident that you were gonna fall asleep again. Come on, this happens often. You don't need to be embarrassed. Now you get to do what I want. Oh, honey, you don't need to be so scared. You know I'm not going to make you do anything you don't like. Well, there is one thing I want to do, and you might try to run away from me. But since this is a bet and that you lost, you have no choice but to listen to me. And if you do try to run away, you know I have a backup plan, so don't test me. Okay, are you ready? Perfect. Well, since I was already confident in winning, I already prepared everything in advance. So please, choose a seat at the dining table and I'll set everything out. Just close your eyes and don't open them unless I say so. Luckily, you were asleep long enough for me to prepare all of this. Come on. I knew you'll like it. Well, except for one thing about it. Okay. A spoon. And there we go. Open your eyes now. Ta-da! Look, I made dinner. No, I didn't just make dinner. There's actually a catch. Remember that one vegetable you don't like? Well, I decided to incorporate it in all of these dishes. So I made katsu curry and I sprinkled in chunks of your beloved vegetable, as well as some sides and a smoothie. Very healthy, very good for you, and I know you're going to have a very good time eating all of this. I mean, of course you're going to eat it. Besides, your girlfriend made it. You wouldn't want to throw away all my hard work, would you? I already ate my portion, so you don't need to worry about me, honey. You, however, you haven't eaten today yet, and I'm sure this will be very filling and very healthy. Kind of. Come on, you have to eat it. You are the loser, after all. If you didn't fall asleep, then maybe you had a chance at beating me. But I guess it's too late for that now. No, we cannot make another bet. And you cannot use that bet to make me not make you do this. That's not how it works. Now, come on, try the food. It's gonna get cold. You're still refusing? How about I feed it to you? I know you can't resist me feeding you. You wouldn't say no to me, would you? Aw, thanks, darling. Okay, I'm gonna get a bit of a scoop on the spoon. Alright, say ah. Come on, open wide. Aw, do you not want it after all? Yeah. That's what I thought. You need to chew the entire thing and swallow it. You also have the smoothie to wash it down. Yummy, isn't it? Well, from your reaction, I guess not. But hopefully most of the flavors from the curry and the smoothie overpower the vegetable a little bit. I tried to make it as palatable as possible. Was that the sound of your stomach? Ah, so you were hungrier than you thought. Well, come on. This food isn't gonna run away. Yeah, but all here right in front of you. It looks so delicious, doesn't it? The only thing that's stopping you is the one ingredient that you don't like. But come on. It's so good. You love the crunch from the katsu. And you love how smooth the curry is. Some other vegetables in there too. And obviously your favorite ingredient. And the smoothie was really good, wasn't it? I mixed in a lot of greens. And I did add some chocolate powder in there since you prefer to drink it that way. You can still taste the vegetable? Really? Well, when I drank it, I couldn't really taste it, but I guess you hate it that much since you're so sensitive to it, huh? Yeah, say what you want. Come on, another spoonful. Say, Good job, baby. You know, as much as I like torturing you, doing this also reassures me that you're able to eat. Well, you know how nowadays we don't really see each other too often, and we haven't eaten dinner together in a while. And I know the one ingredient is very repulsive to you, but you're trying your best to eat all of this for me. So as much as this is a bet, this is also just me caring for you, okay? I hope me telling you this at least motivates you into finishing the meal. As long as I spoon feed you? Sure, we can do that, darling. Say, Good job.